God bless you.
Blog
Welcome
Talk
to Doctrine
Radio.
Of Truth. This is Bishop Poole, and we are glad to have you. Today, we want you today and this afternoon, wherever you are, we want you to listen to the artist. Has a wonderful message and song, and we'll be right back to you.
It's going to take one of God's miracles to change the world's condition. And I know he can. He did it in my life. Listen. I walked around with a frown, thinking the world had done me wrong. I heard mama, daddy, grandmama told me, don't live your life on what you feel. She said, learn how to fall on your knees and call on the Lord. He'll be there if you should fall. Something I just had to see.
The artist, Brother Arthur Johnson, said he prayed for a miracle one night, and God showed him something. And we thank God, we're praying of a miracle in your life. It might be something that you're going through, and you need further direction. And that's why we desire here at Blog Talk to welcome you, and we desire to bring you the truth from the grassroots level. All listeners can call in and share their biblical experience so we can grow thereby. We all can grow. Amen. The subject tonight is an open subject as always. Amen. We don't condemn anyone or tell anyone that's wrong. Amen. We just prove it out from the Bible, and we pray for one another. Amen. Paul was writing, and many times you hear, amen, discussion from people about, you know, I'm under grace and truth, and, you know, since Jesus died for everyone, amen, I'm okay. I can continue the lifestyle because I have Jesus Christ. Amen. As we begin to look now, amen, to find, amen, can carnality, amen, stop you from going to heaven? Living a carnal life, can it stop you from going to heaven? If we look up the word carnal, and we find, amen, in the dictionary, Moody Dictionary, Biblical Studies, it says having the nature of flesh, governed by the mere human nature, not by the Spirit of God. It is mere human nature, the earthly nature of man, apart from the divine influence, therefore prone to sin and opposed to God, Romans 8:7. And that's where we'll be tonight, amen, today, wherever you are. Another sense of pertaining to the body of things need to be under subjection of the body. And we'll find, amen, many times that we wonder why this and wonder why that, and some people just give up on Christ because they look at others and they say there's no change in their life, so why should I? Amen. Paul has spoke many times in 2 Chronicles 10 and 4. He said, Christian warfare are not carnal, not to human origin, not directed by human wisdom. Amen. The ceremony parts of Mosaic dispensation were carnal, relating to the bodies of men and beasts. That's in Hebrews 7, 13, 9, and 10. Amen. So we're talking about, amen, in a sense, amen, that we also live in this body. We live here. We work here. When I'm in reference to here, I mean, we still, God have not taken the church out. Amen. We're dealing with a spiritual warfare. We're always involved in things and people that we're not pleased with. Now we're going to pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God, touch the minds of the listeners and the hearers, oh God, that we can get the truth. And the Bible said, God, and you said in your word, amen, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We ask the Holy Spirit, he will come by and give us a revelation whereby we can grow, amen, in you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. We thank God, amen, for all the callers, amen. And we want to share one more, a portion of one more song here, amen, by the artist. And you can see he has a good testimony.
All my friends kept telling me I should have a fancy car, diamond ring. Well, I found that good things come from God, nowhere else. Right now I give my all in all just to see a smile on his face, just to know that he's with me all the time. And oh, yes, I know that he'll do anything for you, but you better be sure, don't ever doubt his love, 'cause it's true. Oh, Jesus, hold on to me. Oh, heard him when he told me. Said, boy, you gonna need the law.
Many of us probably had gone through the same type of scenario where other people or other believers believe have told, amen, that same background and doctrine that the enemy had laid out, in, amen, on the Mount of Olives when he tempted Jesus out in the wilderness, whereby he told him, if you fall down and worship me, I'll give you all here. I'll give you all of these things. And the focus, sometimes you can be sidetracked, amen, concerning things. And this is what the carnal mind will do. It will lead and direct you in an area about things. We're going to read three or four different portions here from the 8th chapter of Romans. We'll be working with the King James Amplified Version, the New International. Amen. We'll start out now, amen, with the King James Version of the 8th chapter of Romans. Paul said, therefore, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, the Amplified Version, it says that, therefore, there is no condemnation, no judgment, guilt, or of wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live and walk not after the dictate of the flesh, but after the dictation of the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is Christ Jesus, the law of our being, has freed us from the law of sin and death. The American Standard said, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, set you free from the law of sin and of death. The New International Version says, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weak by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. So now, I say, well, what are we discussing? But I notice here, I'm going to want you to type or put on your study cap a little bit more thoroughly here, because I want you to watch something. I want you to watch something that Paul said back at the seventh chapter. Paul said back at the seventh chapter of Romans, and we all can identify with this struggle. And Paul said he found this. And I wonder, have you found it yourself? Or maybe you're just struggling and pity-partying and blaming. Amen. That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants you to pity-party. He wants you to blame. He wants you to point your finger at yourself. But Paul said he found out something. He found out something. Amen. The seventh chapter of Romans, watch this, what Paul said, that the 19th verse in the 7th chapter of Romans, he said, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now I do that I would not, it is more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Uh-oh, watch out. Watch out now. Watch out. Watch out. I find in a law that being when I would do good, evil is present. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, he didn't say in his soul and his spirit, he said in my members, that are warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. The law of sin of death. Now, what? Let's put it together here. Let's kind of put this together tonight. We see we have some listeners. If you want to weigh in on this discussion, amen. And to just press one on your phone, amen. We want to put this together because we live here. When I use the term, when I use that the description, we're talking about human beings. All live here. We all live in this world. And when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we will remain here, amen, until what they call the rapture. God take us out, amen, amen. Some of them expire, amen, and go home, be with God, amen. The church will exist and constantly go on. But there's always, amen, when you come in Christ, you come in Christ, there's a struggle. There's a struggle. And we'd like to know if you can share how you overcome or how you feel about this subject tonight. Amen. Being carnal-minded. Amen. Now, we're not talking about the spirit man. Understand, this is not about the spirit man. Amen. You can be born again, but yet and still, amen, your mind can fight against you. Apostle Paul said he found that he was in the warfare. Amen. And many times we forget about the warfare, amen, that goes on in our mind. We forget about studying and reading and praying. Amen. Amen. And it really comes to, amen, knowing God and having someone, amen, bring you up to understand, amen, the change that happened in your life through Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Maybe you might have a testimony. You might have a testimony or a dream you want to share. Amen. The lines are open. Amen. You can just press 1, and I'm quite sure our technician can type you in. Amen. Maybe you've been following some bad teaching, and you come to the awareness, amen, that you can't go on. Amen. Like the man Samson. Amen. Samson was a strong man. And Samson didn't want to obey. He constantly, amen, visited Delilah. Constantly to visit Delilah and find himself, amen, in complication. Amen. 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 We have, you like to press 1. Amen. And what had happened? Amen. What had happened to Samson can happen today. What happened to Samson can happen today. Now, in the Old Testament time, amen, God's prophets and judges, the Lord, he gave them his spirit, his Holy Spirit. And they dwell with them as long as they followed his instruction. Amen. As long as they followed his instruction. Amen. So, in the essence, sometime, and I run into different teaching, and people are saying, oh, the law of Moses is I don't live under the law. I don't live under this. Well, can you go to heaven any kind of way? Can you go to heaven any kind of way? Will God allow you, amen, in heaven without a change? Amen. Can you continue to, amen, worship idols and, amen, and be having the attitude that you have, amen, and be up there in heaven? Well, in the book of Revelation, amen, when you study it right and read the Bible right, and you hear me many times denote back to the different Bibles and the study Bibles and make sure that the Bible that you're following and the Bible that you're reading, amen, make sure you believe in that Bible. Amen. Make sure that you believe in the writings. Amen. And who wrote the Bible and who stand by it. And interpretation. Man, you might not be a Bible scholar, or Greek and Hebrew, but they have Bibles, and people have been, over the years, amen, have translated the Bible. And you have believed, and God has saved you. God has saved you. You have believed in the Word of God, have saved you, and you believe in Him. John 3:16 says, "You shall not perish." Amen. You believe in Jesus, but can you go to heaven, amen, with the same old lifestyle? The same old lifestyle. In the book of Revelation, we notice here, and here are some of the people and their lifestyle that Revelation 21, and the lifestyle that will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And you notice here Paul says he saw a new heaven and a new earth, Revelation 21, and we find again that, amen, when Paul began to say, Apostle John said, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there were no more sea." Amen. And I, John, saw the holy city coming down from Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Amen. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. There shall be no more pain, no more death, nor sorrows, nor crying. Neither there shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Amen. And you notice, amen, these former things, amen, that we are involved with, amen, we deal with them every day. We deal with them every day. We live here. We'll be among God's people. The power of God is keeping us. Amen. He's holding us. Amen. If you want to see a miracle, amen, you're a miracle. Amen. You're a miracle. When you accept Christ and you're still walking, amen, a life that he is pleased with, amen, that's your miracle. Now, many times when people begin to look at you and say, well, and you be always discussing about the law, amen, but the law is holy. It just means that what you're doing and what you are involved in, you're following God's commandments. And without the commandments, you don't know what is holy, what God wants. So you need some guidelines. Out there on the 95 or turnpike, amen, 75, wherever you're from, they have guidelines out there. And you know the speed limit. They give you the speed limit. They give you the tolls, and you know you're driving within, amen, the regulation, because it helps others. It helps others to survive. It helps others to go on. Now, what God does, amen, he shows us, amen, where we must live and how we must treat our brother and sister. Amen. And the things he liked and disliked. And in terms, we can use an example of a farmer. A farmer, he's out there planting his crops. He go in and prepare the ground. He take his tractors in there. He prepare the ground. He take up all the rocks and the roots and whatever going to hinder the seed. Amen. He's able to fertilize it down. Amen. Then he plant the seed. Then the seed is separate from the earth. But the seed live in the earth. The seed live in the earth. And so it takes the nurturing and the fertilizer and the water to bring the seed up. And this is what the church is all about. The church give you a place to go. When you accept God as your Lord and Savior, amen, you still have to live. Amen. Your spirit come alive, but you still have to learn how to live in this carnal world, the carnality, amen, the existing in this world. All right. Here we are. You can press 1, amen, and 1-855 toll free, 236-2252. 1-855-236-2252. Amen. You would like to discuss? Amen. Okay, we have a caller on the line, and go right ahead, caller. You're on the line. Our technician will tap you in, and you can go right ahead. All right. And sometimes you might have a testimony. Someone have a testimony, amen, of how, amen, God has brought you out of certain things. Amen. We have a call on the line, and amen, one moment, amen. But you know, God can do many things. God can do many things, but fail, amen. That was a time when, amen, all of us have gone through certain things in life. Amen. There was time when all of us had gone through certain things in life. God has blessed us and helped us to go through. You might not think about it in that sense, amen, but God has brought you through, brought you over, amen. God has always, amen, helped us when we couldn't help ourselves. And that's what the teaching of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, amen, is all about, amen. Amen. You might have a testimony where God had taken you, amen, in different areas. And taken you in different areas and taken you, amen, in your life. And maybe you thought that you couldn't make it. I know all of us can understand that. Amen. Go right ahead. We have a call on the line.
Hello?
Yes.
You hear me, Bishop?
Yes, sir. You're coming in a little clearer now. Uh-huh.
All right. We thank God for what you're saying tonight. And the truth
glad
is...
Glad to have you, all, as always. Glad to have you.
Yes. We listen to you tonight, and we see that you're right. There is no condemnation for us
mm-hmm.
that are in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because the law is the condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
But in Christ Jesus, you've been made free from what the law says about you.
Mm-hmm.
We thought about this guy that came to Jesus, Nicodemus. And Nicodemus didn't understand the born-again process. He didn't understand. So the point I want to make there is that when you get in
mm-hmm.
Christ Jesus, it changes the way you see things. It changes the way
okay.
you look. Your heart don't beat the same. I'll say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then,
mm-hmm.
therefore, you must be born again. And you're born
mm-hmm.
of the Spirit and of the water.
Mm-hmm.
So we are made one with God when we are born again.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bishop, it's just like you said, it ain't so much what we do for God, it's what God does for us.
All
you
right.
see, we in Christ Jesus, we are being led. Matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
any contaminant things that are in us, we are clean, we made clean by the Spirit of God. Matter of fact,
yes.
we mortify our members. You see, in other words, we are getting dressed for heaven by the Holy
mm-hmm.
Ghost. So
right.
you cannot do the same old things knowing that there's an ordinance against what you're doing and make it to heaven. So the whole thing is about you being changed. And then there'll be a final change, but it still will be through the Spirit. It'll still be an awakening through the Holy Ghost when the Lord should come and take us away. Paul,
mm-hmm.
That was Peter that said there'll be more grace given. So the
mm-hmm.
whole idea is that the young be changed when you come to Jesus. You can't stay the same. You can't see
right.
his face and remain the same. And that's my point. You'll begin to see, you'll see things different. You see? You'll feel different. Matter of fact, Holy Ghost will give you overcoming victory, power in your life. Those
mm-hmm.
things that hurt you, they won't hurt you no more like they used to. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You'll forgive, you won't harbor and hold things. So it's true what you're saying. You cannot walk with the please the flesh and walk with the natural man and see God in peace. And that's what I was saying. I'm enjoying you, Bishop. Keep up the good work.
All right. Always good to have you, man of God, and many more. You can just press 1 on your phone and be glad to hear what you have to say. We say no one is exempt. We're here to learn from each other. Amen. That's why the Bible has fivefold offices in the church. Amen. And that's why the gospel was written, by four different people. Amen. 66 different books in the Bible. And many have many different authors. God did not give it all just to one person. Amen. So your point of view is value, very valuable. Because it helps us. It helps us to grow in Christ. It helps us to grow. And Proverbs was saying, get wisdom, but all I get in, get understanding. And that's what our desire is, to, amen, to help you get understanding about what you're about. About what you're about. And about what God is about. Amen. And, excuse me, I feel, amen, many times that, and I know for myself, I have been defeated on the natural point. But thank God the Holy Spirit brought me back in knowledge and understanding. I met a man at first part of my ministry, amen, and I was out preaching, moving around, and the man approached me and said, well, you know, you're a child of God and everything. You know, we're living for the kingdom, and I can't remember. It's been over 20-some years or more ago, but the thrust was, it shook me. It shook me so, and it's good to have a good surroundings. You have to surround yourself, amen, surround yourself with positive-minded people, amen. They don't have to be your age. It should be someone else, amen, been in Christ, amen, living a long time in God that you can respect, amen, as well as your pastor and people in the church, amen. And always lure back to the church. You can find people in the church, amen, can relate to what you're going through. And the man said, well, you know, I was out in the field preaching and ministering. He said, you know, God don't want us to have anything down here. He doesn't want us to have anything. All our possession now is focused in heaven. And you don't need no house, no car. Jesus said, you didn't have none of this. Foxes have holes, but the Son of Man don't have, amen, a place to lay his head. So we're as people and ministers of God, we should not have anything that we own. And you know that since I was young in the Lord and didn't know the word as well as that deep and got an understanding, amen, I was a little puzzled, very puzzled. And I said, well, I thank you, sir, because I wouldn't take anybody information. They give me about, oh, you're a minister, you're doing well. And I didn't come to the fullness that there are many false teachers out there. They come to take away your joy and to take away your understanding in God. And so I spoke to one of my aunts in the Lord about it, and I didn't expect for her to get, amen, to get so upset about what was said to me. But she said, don't you believe that devil. Don't you believe him. God wants us to have things. We live here, but God wants us to have things. And God going to bless us. You know, she set me straight. She, if I can use that terminology, she, you know, she spoke that negativity out of my life. And, it causes me to really search the scriptures. And I follow what Hosea was saying. That God's people now, the ones been born again, filled with the Spirit of God, or just been born again, amen, they are backing up, stopping, amen, falling to the side because of lack of knowledge. You must study your word. You must study your word. You must go to Bible study and focus yourself around people that know the word more than you. Or have better understanding, amen, have understanding about the word of God, amen. They have deep understanding, and they live off what they know. And it's biblical. And it's biblical. And, amen, I want to, amen, anybody else have anything else to say about, amen, living in this world, and maybe you've been caught up, amen, by running after material possession, Now, let me throw this in there. Material possession, amen, is one of the tools, or one of the attractive tools that the enemy used to lure you into his trap. Amen. And if you don't be careful, you get swept up. Amen. And be frustrated. Amen. Because trying to get that material and this material, and the day and time, whenever you hear this broadcast, viewing this broadcast, and sharing it with others, we see how we got many tornadoes are going through the land. Much flood is going through the land. People are being laid off. Amen. So, and once you base your heart and mind on these material things, amen, you can be hurt. But God can restore. God can restore. All right. We have another caller. Amen. Someone would like to press 1. There's no answer wrong. Excuse me. There's no wrong answer. There's no, you can even ask a question. We'd be glad to share. Amen. We have many callers tonight. We thank God tonight of the day. And someone can pick up on your question that you would like to ask. Amen. And we'll struggle. And we'll pray for it, be prayerful about it, and answer your question. Amen. You have to understand, amen, that I'm not. Okay, we have a caller. All right, you just push 1. Our technician will put you on. Amen, on the line. Go right ahead, caller. God bless you.
Can you hear me?
God bless you.
Good evening.
Yes, you got to fade a little bit, but I hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now? I hope I'm better now.
Okay.
Am I clear now?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, yes. Yes, in response to your statement about material things, I've always thought about that. You know, God wants us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And, of course, the lust of the eye and the pride of life can, girls, as you mentioned, take us away from the gospel. But one thing that always stands out to me about us, the saved, the born-again believers who have talents, who have intellect, who may have money, who may have homes, who may have some kind of status in society. God, Jesus told us, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. And we need to have any fisherman realizes that in order to catch any fish, you need bait. If you have no bait, you catch no fish. Therefore, men have a desire for things. And if God blesses the church, the members of the body of Christ, with certain things, material things, to me personally, I see it as a part of a tackle box. It's all bait. The intellect you have as a teacher, as a principal, as a doctor, a lawyer, as a store owner, as a sports figure, as the best house in the neighborhood, as a whatever you may, whatever possessions God has given you, it's for one purpose. It's for catching men. It's for lifting up. And this is how we should look at anything that we receive from God. It's just a tool. It's a part of our tackle box, a part of the bait God has given us. This way, we don't get hung up on the material things and realize God gave it to us for one purpose, sure, to enjoy it. I've given you all things to enjoy richly, Tucker and Peter. I've given you all things to enjoy. But don't get hung up on it. It should be used as a lure, to lure someone to Christ, to lift up Jesus. And this is the attitude I've taken toward, personally, toward anything God has given me or I see anything given a born-again believer. It's just a tool, and if we look at it that way, we don't get caught up on it. We don't allow Satan to take us and lure us away from the gospel, but allow us, God gives it to us so that we can lift it up to draw someone to us, that we may lift up Jesus to that person, because it may be the only way we can minister because of where we are, the position we have. People come to you. then you're in the position to minister Jesus Christ and Him crucified for the individual. Thank you.
God bless you. That's a very good point. And we're going to take this, take that statement and that, amen, scenario he gave us there, and very true, but it came to my mind, amen, was Job carnal-minded? Was Job a carnal-minded man? You know, if you've been, if you are carnal-minded, those things that you have gotten from God, we can just back up another point. Will God give you something whereby you will destroy yourself or cause you to leave Him? And, you know, this can get deep, because the enemy told Jesus on the Mount of Olives, if you fall down and worship me, I'll give you all of this. All of this. And the enemy using that, this is the world, he using that. But at the same time, God said, I bless you. He blesses his people. And we can use that blessing, as the caller said, amen, to lure people and say, oh, God gave me this and God gave me that, amen. And he'll do the same for you, amen. But the situation is, Job, we have to say that Job mind, amen, and Job status, and Job was so convinced and committed to God that he was so, we say committed and other adjective and term we can find, but he knew if he lose these things, Job was the richest man in Oz. Amen. God not against that, because where we going now, amen, God's, and if God call us and we going home, we have golden streets. I mean transparent gold. You can't look through this gold. This gold you can see. I'm sorry, you can see through. Transparent gold and mansions, and pearls at every door. So we're talking about a rich God, and He wants us to have things, but He doesn't want us to, amen, get so like Job's wife. You know, she got all upset, and you know, it's always, you know, a discussion about Job's wife, and you know. But anyway, you can have it. You can have it. Oh yeah, whatever. He wants us to use it for His glory. Amen. God has blessed me many times, and I say, okay, and I reach back or reach to the side or whatever, and bless some other brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen. And somebody would call, one I would call, I know he was a missionary, and we travel different countries, and we take food and clothing, and we go over full and come back empty-handed, because we give away so many things. Amen. We want to bless others. And there are many missionaries in ministry God has blessed, and they go forward. Amen. Like Barnabas. Barnabas was a man God had blessed him with many. He sold and gave. And Ananias and Sapphira was, we have to say, they were a little carnal-minded. Ananias and his wife Sapphira, they got a little carnality. Got a little carnality came in, and they sold, because the money came to the church to help out the other brothers and sisters in the Lord, and the enemy came in. You know, you can't say, and you can't criticize, and you should not criticize, amen, those that have been blessed and still walking with God, because they have reached a maturity in Christ. When material things, amen, they look above it as they is rent and using it. Like Paul said, everything in this world is ours. We want to use it. Because you maybe never have reached to that plateau where God can trust you with this, that, and the other. Amen. And you're still glorifying Him. So what we're discussing now, that, amen, God wants us to be blessed now. God wants us to be blessed. Amen. My travels and others' support and the things I do, I thank God for the support. And some of these men that's calling and talking now, we all thank God that we can do the work of God. Amen. But we cannot let these things and position go to our head. You know, fleshly discussing and fleshly proud and lifted up. Amen. That's carnality. That's carnality. 1 John, the 4th chapter, and the Apostle John writing to the church. Amen. And we find him at the 4th chapter. Amen. He said, "We are of God, and he that knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth for the spirit of error." Now, he was talking about in 1 John, the 4th chapter, "Believe not every spirit, you know, but try the spirit, see whether or not of God." Amen. And here, we're going down where he said, but in the 7th verse, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God and know God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this is the manifestation, is manifested, the love of God towards us, because God sent his only begotten Son into the world that he may live through him." Now, we have to, I want you to notice something now. And I ran into that sometimes, and amen, and many, you might have run into it. And know what Paul was saying, and people kind of forget that God loved the world, that God sent Jesus, that God rose Jesus from the dead, and the world is still governed by God. God the Word, God the Spirit, and God the Father. The manifestation is, and Cornelius, amen, was the one, if you go back in the book of Acts, Cornelius was Italian, of centurion of Italian band. He worshiped God. He loved God. And God sent an angel and told Cornelius, "Go down to Joppa, send some men down to Joppa and ask for Simon, so-called Peter." God used these men. So God still loves, and God wants to be blessed. See? If God loves us, he still wants to be blessed. So it still is God's Spirit that's leading us and guiding us, and he's helping us. He loves us. He manifests himself to us. Amen. So whosoever shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God dwell in him, and he in God. Whoever listening, amen. If you still love God and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God is still in you. God is in you, according to the Word now. I'm going according to what the Word says. Amen. Because I know Jesus came according to the Scripture. The Bible said in St. Luke, he said he died and rose according to the Scripture. Amen. Everything is written. Amen. Because he is the Word. Jesus is the Word. Amen. But that's why the Scripture is so important. Amen. The Bible is so important. I allude to it many times. And about what Bible are you reading? Amen. Where did you get the Bible from? And do you believe in what you're reading? Did you research the Bible that you have? Amen. You might hear me allude to that many times. Amen. In discussions and reading and studies. Amen. So it's according to the Scripture. The Scriptures. According to the Scripture. According to the Word. Amen. The written Word. Amen. It's very important. Amen. We live by the Word. And you'll strive to please him. And if you strive to please God, then God will have what? He'll bless you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. He will bless you. He will take care of you. Amen. And you get to see him as he is. Amen. So it's very important, amen, that we study the Scriptures. then after we study and ask God for understanding, God is not taking anything from us. He's not taking anything from us. And the devil is a liar. Amen. He's not come to destroy us. Amen. God come to save us and to help us and to build us up. Amen. The enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. God come to build us up and help us. Amen. And help us on the way. Amen. Many times you hear me quote that scripture, and I love it. Amen. Knowledge is a defense. And Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, it says in the 12th verse, "For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense, but the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom give life to them that have it." Amen. Defend yourself. Defend yourself. If you don't have any money, you can get some knowledge. Wisdom will bring you out. Wisdom will help you to get some money. Amen. Through God, pleasing God, and overcoming, all of us have things we have to overcome. That's why 1 John 1 and 9 said, if we say that we have no sin, we lie. Amen. Paul said it, within me. Amen. Within me, Paul was saying, 7th chapter of Romans, amen, there dwelleth no good thing. He found there's a law going on in my members. And Apostle John came back in 1 John 1 and 9. Amen. And he said, 8th verse, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, for the truth is not in us. You see, we wrestle with things. We wrestle with things. They don't manifest. Amen. But we do wrestle with it. We wrestle with hate, jealousy, discrimination. They always have been going down through the Bible. Slavery all the way through the Bible. Amen. We wrestle with things. Amen. And say we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we just say we have no sin, we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John, amen, 1 and 9, 1 and 8, 9 and 10. Amen. That's why Jesus left us with the model prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When we pray and ask God, amen, bring the earth, bring the heaven, bring the family around you. Amen. We're closing. We're going to close on this. If you have any prayer requests, amen, and we're about 5 minutes left, amen. If you have a family request, and what we've been stressing lately about prayer, and many of you have been in, all right, we have another caller. Yes, caller, amen, if you want, go right ahead. Go right ahead. Hello?
Bishop?
Yes.
I wanted to make a comment. It's simple as I can say it. God wants mm-hmm. to get in us, mm-hmm. and we in him. Mm-hmm. And then we can manage these things in the world. Because he says, love not the world, nor the things in the world. If you love the things in the world, then the love of God is not in you. So mm-hmm. what we have to do is focus on those things that we can carry with us.
Mm-hmm.
You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Those things mm-hmm. that are meaningful. See, I don't care how much a thing costs here on earth, how much the
mm-hmm.
car costs, how much
mm-hmm.
the house costs, that's,
mm-hmm.
that's not the richest. That's not the richest from glory. The
mm-hmm.
richest from
mm-hmm.
glory is those things that will abide in you and sustain you
mm-hmm.
into eternity. So
mm-hmm.
that's the
mm-hmm.
focus today. As you said about the gold which is in heaven, it's transparent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're looking for. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And when you start talking about gold We are not talking about those things that are exchangeable or spendable. We talk about
right.
those things yeah. that you get and hold on to, and they'll hold you up. You remember
mm-hmm.
Jesus
mm-hmm.
said, "I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire." See, there's
yes,
a gold
yes.
in Christ Jesus that will sustain you. It'll make you fresh
mm-hmm.
and make you stand up through trials and tribulation. And God knows this world is rocking and reeling, and we need gold. You see,
one of these days
we'll leave our homes, we'll leave our cars. We talking
mm-hmm.
about these earthly things. You
mm-hmm.
see, some people are saying they're coming back to them, but I haven't
mm-hmm.
seen that yet.
No, not
so,
yet. Not yet.
So this is what we focus on today, because God controlling us, that's what it's all about. He don't take
mm-hmm.
over us. We give to him. We release unto him. Jesus said, you just can believe, meaning on him. He says, it make all things possible. So we can't speak things into existence, into this earth realm, and that's where the breakdown is. When you do
mm-hmm.
your speaking, you do your what? You do your testifying. You do your repenting. You do your praying. You see,
mm-hmm.
and these things that he says to the Colossians is a manifestation. The church is the manifold wisdom of God. You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
what God puts in us, Bishop, it has to be manifested, and we have to work, be workers with him. And you see, we are joint heirs with Christ, but we are heirs of God. So we have to.
Yep.
Jesus is sent to us to get us started, and then lead us and work this thing out. So all our gifts and things along the way is just like you buy a car. You need gas, but when the gas run out, the car run out. When
the
car crash, you get another one. You see
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
this is what we're focused on. You got to change your members. You was talking about the thing that you do, the judgments you make, and all these things. Amen. That's the awakening of the old man. So you have to
to
kill the old man, and so that the new man would live. You both
all right.
can't live
all right.
in us. One of them got to go. You
one
see what I'm saying? So what
right,
we're doing, what we're doing is letting the Lord lead us. That's what I need to say,
all right.
Bishop.
All right, I'm enjoying you, and all the time it's hard for us to get off, but I know, amen, that's the fire start burning within, and we thank God for the Holy Spirit and those calling tonight. And point was, many of us, by prayer, you know, when we was in the service, you always had men that go out and put what we call guard duty, watch night. They get out in there and they, in all different areas, we send out sentinels. And, you know, the Bible talking about watchmen. Amen. They watch all night long. We change posts. We have people coming in. They got to check the camp. Who are you coming in? They check your tags. We see who's walking up in the camp. Same thing about prayer. Amen. Send out prayer. Regardless of whatever's happened in your life. Amen. Pray. If you don't have any problems, pray. Pray over everything you have. Put out soldiers in it. Send out little signals. Amen. God bless you. We thank you tonight and the day wherever you might be. Amen. Lord, we ask you to bless them, keep them, and heal them wherever they are. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't forget out. Put out your guard duty tonight. Amen. Put up your prayer. Amen. God bless you.